Do you Whole Foods? More and more food lovers do. Whole Foods Market is the biggest organic and natural foods grocer in this country. 157 stores in 28 states, plus Canada and Great Britain. Whole Foods has made healthy eating chic, and it's catching. Industry giants like the Dole Food Company have started selling organic products. So have some major grocery chains. Charles Fishman profiled Whole Foods in the July issue of Fast Company magazine. He joins us from WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hi.
Good morning.
Organic and natural, you know, it used to be sort of cult and a little bit kooky. So how did Whole Foods succeed in changing that image?
Well, the funny thing is Whole Foods, of course, started out as a little cult and kooky. The guys who started it, John Mackey's the CEO of the big mothership company now. One of the things that they have done so beautifully, starting with really their second and third store, is they make grocery shopping a kind of an art. It's fun. Their stores are and always have been a pleasure to walk into. The merchandise is beautifully presented. It's good quality. And so they have eliminated the sort of big box drudgery of grocery shopping in some ways.
Yeah, they've sort of created an adventure in food buying. But what about their impact? Now, can you really link the appearance of organic products in regular big box grocery stores to the Whole Foods people? After all, Americans are really, we're getting more health conscious. Everybody's working out. We're eating better. So plenty of stores are catering to them. You can't just give the credit to Whole Foods.
Well, I don't think you can just give the credit to Whole Foods, but I think Whole Foods deserves a lot of the credit for the fact that you can walk into mainstream grocery stores now. They tell you that they have 357 produce items available for sale that day, and 37 of them are organic.
Huh.
Well, 5 years ago, they not only didn't have the 37 items, they weren't bragging about them.
Sure.
The organic milk display at our local grocery store is bigger than the entire milk display at Whole Foods. 5 years ago, you couldn't buy organic milk at our grocery store.
Mr. Fishman, it may be true that all this organic stuff is popping up on everybody's grocery store shelves now, but you know what? It always costs more. And that's the thing about Whole Foods. When you only shop there, that stuff is expensive.
It is more expensive, and the nickname, the national nickname of Whole Foods, you go into any Whole Foods store in America, people refer to it as Whole Paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can easily walk out with a single brown grocery sack of groceries and a bill for $80. And most people actually are quite strategic about what they buy there. They sort of cherry pick their cheese or their wine or their produce or their meat or some selection of those things because that stuff is organic and good quality and they don't buy the ordinary stuff, conventional items. There are some areas, you know, organic bananas are you know, a nickel or a dime, a pound more expensive. You hardly notice that unless you consume a lot of bananas. So it sort of depends on what you're buying.
But it does make you wonder whether this doesn't sort of create or even widen the gap that already exists between people with money in their pockets and those who really can't get decent food because they simply can't afford it.
Organic and natural products tend to be about 20% more expensive. I think the goal of John Mackey and Whole Foods, what he would say is, we're trying to create a mass market and a mass supply of healthy food. I've actually asked him this question directly, and what he says is, we are a rich enough country. You know, 97% of households have TVs and VCRs. If people decide that this is a priority, even if they're not well off, they can afford to eat this way. I don't know whether that's true exactly or not. It is true that only about 2% of all food in the United States is organic or natural. So there's a lot of headroom. There's a lot of room for this industry to get better at what it does and for the scale to bring the price down a little bit.
It's an interesting company, Whole Foods. The CEO, co-founder John Mackey, he says things like, I wanted to create an organization based on love instead of fear. What does he mean by that?
Mackey is such an unusual CEO. He really is very hands-off, but in terms of setting the framework by which the company has grown, teamwork is a team building is a key element, and every store is divided into about 10 teams, the produce team, the seafood team, and you have to join the team provisionally when you're hired for a month, and then your fellow team members vote whether to accept you as an employee or not after 4 weeks.
Wow.
You need two-thirds of your fellow team members to vote yes. And by the way, profit sharing at Whole Foods is calculated every 4 weeks and dumped right back into your paycheck. You only vote for people you want to work with, and also you vote for people who are going to be productive, who are going to increase your paycheck rather than decrease your paycheck.
Right. Well, bottom line question to you, not to mince carrots or anything, but is Whole Foods the goal to get us to eat better, or aren't they just plain old marketers who have sort of taken on the Starbucks approach to foods? Nice lights, pretty stores, friendly staffers, a little temple of food around the corner. So we'll go there.
I would say the answer is yes, they're both. They are very smart marketers. But John Mackey's view is we're changing the world. There's nothing wrong with treating animals humanely. Yes, it costs more and we make more money that way. But people also get better food and they're free to shop at Food Lion if they'd rather shop at Food Lion.
Charles Fishman, senior writer at Fast Company magazine, joining us from the studios of WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Bon appetit.
Thank you.